Shops are still blueprinting ADAS vehicles like it's 2015, and it's costing them real money. Here's the thing. The old sequence was simple. Tear it down, write the estimate, order parts, fix it, done. ADAS doesn't work like that. You've got cameras that depend on trim panels, sensors that depend on alignment, calibrations that depend on both. If you're not identifying those dependencies at the blueprint stage, you're going to find out about them at delivery, and that's the worst possible time to find out. What actually happens is the car comes back for calibration, and something's not right. Maybe the camera mount got replaced, but the bracket behind it didn't get flagged. Maybe alignment wasn't done before the radar cal. Now you're eating a return visit, or the calibration won't hold, or the insurer is kicking the line because it wasn't in the original estimate. Every one of those is a margin problem you created for yourself at the blueprint stage, not at the calibration stage. The talking heads frame this as a technology problem. It's not. It's a process problem. The blueprint has to identify ADAS dependencies before the estimate goes out the door, not after teardown, not after parts are ordered, before. Shops that get this right are writing cleaner estimates, hitting their times, and not getting surprised at the back end. Shops that don't are basically doing unpaid ADAS consulting for their customers every third RO. Figure out where ADAS fits in your sequence. It belongs at the front.